The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. The International Air Transportation Association has warned that the intensifying U.S.-China trade war, combined with rising fuel prices, will have an adverse impact on airline profits this year. The trade association dropped the estimated net profit for 2019 from $35.5 billion to $28 billion. Alexandra de Gignac is the CEO of the International Air Transport Association.
Passenger demand is robust, but trade wars and protectionist measures are taking their toll on the cargo business.
Many carriers are also feeling the impact of losses from the grounding of Boeing's 737 MAX 8 jetliners. Authorities in several countries forced carriers to ground the planes after two of them crashed in October and March, leaving hundreds of people dead. Boeing is currently facing compensation claims from the three biggest airlines in China, and others could follow suit. While earnings are declining, overall, the airline industry is expected to record another year of profitability in 2019. Businesses face tough decisions as the trade war creates an uncertain climate. At one furniture retail store in New York, Chief Executive Joseph Shammy continues to feel the pinch.
Our guesswork is, will President Trump continue the 10%? We originally thought that the 10% was going to eventually go away, and we were anticipating it, so we only raised our prices a few points to compensate. Now we found out we were wrong. The 10% is still on, and the 25% is going into effect any day now. So how do you plan?
Baby furniture supplier Delta Children in New York raised prices by 3% when the 10% tariffs hit, but it lost $8 to $10 million in sales after some retail stores withdrew their orders. U.S. imports of Chinese-made furniture by retailers like IKEA, Home Depot, and Target fell 13.5% in the first quarter. Joseph Shammy says he has considered shifting his own supply chains outside of China, but it's not such an easy decision.
I have suppliers that I've been working with for over 40 years. My family is, this company was started by my parents, and we have some generational situations with factories that, and how do we deal with those relationships? What happens now?
U.S. President Donald Trump continues to defend his strategy and up the pressure on China. He says companies are leaving China and that its economy will continue to weaken. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.